Doug Christie. He's a 15-year NBA veteran. Jason Ross. He's not. It's Doug Christie and Jason Ross on Sports 1140 KHTK.
All right, final hour of the show for this Thursday. Of this day, Thursday. More on that coming up in just a second. Capital Casino now open again with our outdoor gaming venue at 411 North 16th Street in Sacramento. On this day, Thursday, 2007, The Sopranos series finale on HBO. The infamous cut to black ending of that series. Man, 2007 has been that long? Wow. Also on this date, 1990, a couple things on this date. Detroit Pistons beat the Blazers for the first time since 1974 in Portland. And also rap group Two Live Crew members were arrested in Florida for obscenity.
Come on, baby. No, that was a Two Live Crew.
Band in the USA.
Happy birthday, Pokey Reese, 48.
Hey, you know I put Pokey on there because that was one of my favorite baseball players ever. Yeah. So I couldn't disrespect him because that was my guy.
Man, I think I might have to get on Twitter for this one. It's National Iced Tea Day.
Love it.
6 a.m, police at my door.
Love iced tea.
Fresh to that iced tea?
That's what I'm going with.
Okay.
It works too.
That's a cold call.
I might have to add him, be like, hey, T, OG, you know it's National Iced Tea Day. Oh, not that part.
Well. He was one of my favorite Cribs episodes when he had a vending machine at his house because he was sick of his friends eating all his food.
Oh,
and then if they said that they didn't have any money, he also had an ATM in there too.
That's brilliant. That is brilliant. All right. With hesitation, it is that time for Five on It.
I got Five on It. I got five.
Scare me.
A look
don't
at the
win.
Top five at five. A spin around the nation to hear five stories. Five people, five opinions. This is I Got Five on It.
All right, we need a little explanation from the other studio. Jay is now in here, but you and Chris were working on something. We did this earlier this week, and you guys said, no, we gotta bring this back to Five on It.
Well, it was more me, but I always run it through my counterpart. So I don't remember why I started looking at this yesterday, but I was going through tennis, and I can't remember if it was maybe because Serena lost yesterday or the day before. Something made me start to look at tennis, and I was looking through tennis, and I was looking at some of the people who were in the quarterfinals and semifinals, and I realized, like, I have no idea who these people are. And so I started to feel bad because it's my job to know these things, right? Like, I'm supposed to be up on what's going on in sports. And so I felt bad, number one. Number two, I know we're coming off the pandemic and, you know, sports, I don't want to say are just starting, but things are cranking up. And I still was like, I have no idea who these people are. Why do I not know anyone on the tennis the WTA or anything,
right?
Men's side, women's side. I don't know who's won the last four or five majors. Like, I just couldn't remember anything, really, minus the fact of Naomi Osaka.
Is she cheating over there?
No.
Okay. Are you? Is he pump faking?
Yeah.
So I got that, and then I started looking at who are the last great United States American players,
Michael Chang,
on men and women's side.
Okay.
And I must admit, I was flabbergasted to understand that we don't have a lot of American talent running through tennis.
True.
At a high level.
Yeah, it's in different pockets because obviously we're still on the Venus and, well, the end of Serena.
Correct.
We got the doubles dudes.
Yeah, the Bryan brothers.
Yeah. Right.
And then, but not that long. Well, maybe it's longer than I think, but with Agassi and Sampras,
right.
But. Okay, anyway.
So that's what made me go down the rabbit hole, as you were saying earlier.
Oh, boy.
So I was like, look, I know I've done this week, but it was on my mind.
Okay.
And
so
I was like, heavy, you know, on my mind.
Sometimes we do stuff different here on the show.
So we're embarrass not, us.
Yeah. Okay. So, and I hate to say this, and I said this
everybody,
off
you're
air.
Welcome.
I felt bad, and the fact that I couldn't name 99% of the people who's playing tennis right now. Man. You guys just have to be the test dummy.
Jason Ross. That. Come on, baby.
Okay.
So
I have no idea.
With that being said, it's almost like a six on it because the two things on the back end that I'm going to ask you is going to prove my point.
Start with Jim, Tim, Todd, David, Billy,
Wilson, Smith, Johnson.
Johnson.
Yeah.
Okay. So with that being said, I did this. I'm gonna tuck this so Doug can't see it.
Oh, he thinks I would cheat.
Yeah, you might.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong. Cheating ain't trying.
If I did.
That's right. I'm going to ask you four things about tennis, men's and women's.
Oh, Lord.
And then I'm going to ask you two brackets about golf. And I think it'll show the disparity. Can't we say that golf is tennis, tennis is golf a little bit, right?
Okay.
How much more you guys understand and know about golf compared to tennis? And I think
you're going
to
be right.
That's why tennis is in trouble in America. It really is.
Which is crazy because I would think like if I would have picked up tennis as a kid, I think that I would have really enjoyed it. But it was more of, elitist. Because John Lucas was nationally, yes. John Lucas was a monster, man, in tennis. But it wasn't in my neighborhood. I saw some tennis courts, but we was going in there to jump over the nets and ride our bikes.
And I guess, you know, as you said that, Jay, even the phrasing.
Yeah.
If we would have said as Tiger's at his peak,
yep.
Golf's in trouble. We didn't say that.
Never.
Michael Jordan's thriving. Basketball's in trouble. No. We're Serena. When we made lists of greatest athletes ever.
She's right there.
She might be number one.
True
she's
that.
She's still playing, and that sport is, anyway, interesting.
It's in trouble.
Okay.
And I say it not worldwide, but here in America, it's in trouble because the names that we usually coincide with tennis, they're all 25 years ago. And it doesn't seem that way,
but it's
but
gone.
It really is. Okay. So with that being said, you want to start with men or women?
Yeah, make it light on ourselves. Let's go men.
Men. Okay. Which this is, I have a crazy stat for that too. But can you name three? Right? You're going to name three. I think you're going to get three.
I doubt it.
Maybe five. You might something. You guys are intelligent brothers. You might get it. Do you think you guys over or under can name more than five of the top 25 ranked men players in the world today?
They don't have to be American.
Five of the top 25 men.
Okay. So
Nadal. Ranked,
Nadal.
Okay.
Joker.
You can get them out the way. So Jokic, Novak is number one, Nadal's three, and I'll give you Federer.
Federer's
eight.
Okay. I don't think Murray is still ranked, is he?
He is not.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to mispronounce his name, but is it like...
Oh, Thiem.
T-H-E-I-M.
He is. He's number four.
Okay.
All right. You might want to remember that for another question down the road.
Okay. Silpitas or something? T-S-I?
No, mine starts with he's from Spain.
Medvedev.
There the boy.
Daniil Medvedev.
That a boy. Give me something through the glass.
So that's five.
We did it? We got five?
That's five. I said over under five.
Oh, so we need a bonus.
Yeah. I said it at five.
Del Porto?
Juan Del Potro.
Let's see. Might not be top 25.
I got another one. I could be wrong. Hold on.
Del Porto is not top 25 no more.
Stan. What's my man's name?
Who'd you say?
Stan Wawrinka?
Yes, he is barely. He's 24.
It doesn't matter. We're there.
Easy.
He's 24.
What's my man's name? He's from Galis?
Oh, he's
French.
You're trying. I got you.
No,
you got
me. Wait.
I know you're trying.
I see him. He's been guilty of quitting.
I can see him.
Yes. Like several times.
You're trying.
Songus? No.
Nope. Right.
Feist.
No.
Wait. Monfils.
Monfils, yes. Hold on. I got one more for you. The kid from Australia.
Big tall guy?
Yeah, he's like a star.
Heat.
Oh, no. You're talking about. He's American.
Seven
footer.
Don't worry about it. He's not in the top 25.
John Isner. The kid from Australia. He's good
Australia?
Too.
Australia? Let's see.
Andrew Bogut.
Isn't there one, Jay? I don't even know how to say it, but it's like STI or TSI.
Yes, Stefanos.
Stefanos.
Stepisa.
Okay,
he's in there. Yeah.
So you don't got my man from Australia? Maybe, you know what? He might have fell out of the top.
No, he's 22. You're talking about Alex D. Menor?
Nah, that's
okay.
Not
well, he's the only Australian
how many we get,
in the top
though?
25.
About
so you
seven
got
or
no? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, flip it over on the backside.
Remember, I got 24. Stan Wawrinka. Oh,
so you got 8.
He trying to try
so
to
over
cut
under.
Short.
I would have said 7. So you would have got it. You got 8.
He's trying to
okay.
Trying to play a short.
So that's 8. And look how Harden made you guys think.
Yeah, no doubt.
Couple things. No Americans ranked in the top 25.
Yeah, yeah, that's a problem.
How about
so
that?
Isner's not?
Women are going to have a few ranked in the top.
Now, second one behind that.
Okay.
I'm going to give you this before you even have to guess this. Since 2004.
Okay.
2004 major championship beginning Australia 2004, which Roger Federer won. We've had 68 major championships. One last year was the Wimbledon. Didn't have last year.
Okay, okay.
So
right.
68, including Australia this past year. 68 tournaments, major championships. Only 8 have been won by someone other than Federer, Nadal, Djokovic. Only 8. Right?
Since 2004?
Since 2004.
I got one right off the top.
Okay. With well, that being
said,
a
couple of them.
With
yeah,
that
have.
Being said, can you name, besides, I'll give you those 3, can you name the other 12 people who've won a major championship?
So give us the 3. Oh, you're giving
Wait,
us the 3.
There,
you,
okay, I thought there were only 8 others.
There are 8, but I'm saying, can you name 15, the last 15 major champion winners, right? 3 of them I'm already giving you.
Yeah, yeah,
we already know. Could you name the other 12?
Did Stan Wawrinka
Yeah,
win
he
one?
Won one.
He's won.
Okay.
And
okay.
then I think we said the Del Potro is one.
Yes.
Del Potro is 2.
And two. Murray.
He won in 09.
Murray is one.
Murray is one.
And I think
he won 2 of them, actually.
He won one.
T-H-E-I-M, Theme.
He won 1, and that was last year.
Okay.
I'm probably wrong.
That was the U.S. Open.
04. Even Isovich? I think that's before that.
Come on now, brother.
Goran.
Isn't there? He's in them long
don't worry
matches.
About it. Yeah, don't worry.
Honestly,
about it.
I think that I'm spent on that. I'm trying to think of anyone else that came in there.
So you've got 3,
and there's still 5 more.
Wow. No. There's 9 more. I gave you 3. You got 3.
What if I give you the country?
Well, maybe. This shows, number one, how much tennis has been dominated by those 3,
yes,
number one.
Right.
And then the other part of it is this shows how, besides those 3, and Serena, Venus, and Osaka, like, there's no one else that people talk. Andy Murray's there. There's a couple guys sprinkled.
Oh, did Roddick win in that time?
He did. U.S. Open.
Andy Roddick.
2003. His only major.
Man. Well,
now
Chang was before that.
Way
right?
before
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But think about it. We have to go back to 2003. So now you could throw out a couple more names.
So we missed Agassi and Sampras were done.
No,
right?
They're in there.
Oh.
That's what I'm trying to explain to you, the whole point of this what this is about.
So they're on this list?
Yes. Agassi is on there. 2003, he won Australian. Pete Sampras won the U.S. Open in 2002.
That's not Boris Becker.
No, too far. Now you're back in the 90s, brother.
Lendl was done. Yvonne Lendl?
Yes, not
there. Jimmy Connors not on it?
Come on now.
Okay.
Stefan Edberg?
No.
Dang it.
He had nice shoes, though.
Patrick Cash? I'm trying to think of...
Whenever you think... you
Mats Wilander?
No.
Darn it.
About 73.
This is your thinking thing, huh?
That's my thinking thing.
That's your thing? Okay.
For the sake of time, I'm going to give you some.
Okay.
Marit Safin? Him?
I believe no. I'm going to give you a couple, though.
All right.
Juan Carlos Ferrero, 2003, the French. Gaston Gaudio, 2004, the French.
I've heard of them names.
Come on now. That's what I'm saying. It's, where we at here? Marin, I don't even know how to spell, say the last name. C-I-L-L-I-C.
Oh, Cilic.
There you go.
Oh. Okay.
Is he Serbian?
Let's see where Marin is. He
might be German.
Is... Where is he at? Hold on.
Sillage, I think it is.
Oh, here we go.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, can I give you a country? I was going to say Serbian because I remember another Serbian.
Oh, gotcha.
What year was that?
That was 2014.
Yeah, okay. I would have got that one if you would have gave me country, but he didn't.
But, I mean, we're going back to Agassi and wow. Sampras. Leighton Hewitt was another one.
No.
Come on now. Get Leighton Hewitt and Marie. Let's see here. And that's it.
Okay. Wow. That's crazy.
Think about that. Now, this one, good luck.
Venus and Serena.
Yeah.
All right. Same thing. Can you name?
All right.
Five. We'll set it at five of the top 25 in women's rankings.
Right now?
Right now.
Coco Gauff.
Yep.
She is 21.
I know the other American. She just played the other day. Jen Brady.
Jen Brady.
Just because I saw that match, some of that match. She not in there?
She's not part of the bunch.
She is not.
You got that? Marsha.
I know it.
Well, Serena.
She is... Ooh, where's Serena at? She's number eight.
Naomi Osaka?
She's two.
Gosh, who's the other lady?
Oh, I'm sorry. Brady is in there. She's in there. There you go.
We just need one. Yikes. You know what? I try to picture.
You haven't even named the number one.
I know she's
woman in the world.
Drawn. I don't even have her name off the top of my head. That's sad.
Venus not in there.
Not even close.
Oh,
Yvonne Goolagong.
Not even close.
What is her name? She's American.
Yeah, no. Not number one.
Oh, but Stevens.
Yeah. Oh, Sloane Stephens.
She's 80-something.
Oh,
I looked on the
really?
Back. Yeah, Sloane wow. Stephens is 82.
That.
Damn.
Yeah,
really?
I looked at it. I was like, where's she at? I had to go all the way down 82.
Step your game up, Sloane. Let's go now.
I'm struggling.
Yeah. I ain't
think
got
about
no
this.
Out.
Number one, Ashley Barty.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I remember. Yeah. I remember
Sophia Kennan, Elena Svitolina, Bianca Andruski, Iga, Petra Kvitova. I mean, like, honestly, look at the top 25. Do you recognize any of them young ladies in the top 25?
I actually watch tennis, but I most of the
you
time
you're
watching
it too much.
You ain't I'm not watching.
Do you recognize any of those other women in the top 25?
Can you just say number 30, please?
Number
30? Just go for it.
Let me have a shot.
You try. Just go. Don't even think it. Just read it.
Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova.
Sure.
Do you recognize any of those ladies?
No,
in the
I was
top
starting
25?
To go.
I recognize Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova.
And she's not in the top 25.
She is not.
Barty is it.
That's
I've heard
it.
That name, but I couldn't pull it. And that's number one.
Think about that.
No, I don't. Nope. You know, maybe Petra Martic.
Maybe.
Some of them I only see them because they're losing to these other girls, right?
Think yeah. about that, man.
Ladies, excuse
yes.
me.
Think about that.
Yeah, that's
bad, right?
We got to step our game up,
yeah,
Jason.
We do.
What the hell,
okay.
man? You
know
we,
did right
you know
we
work on a sports talk show, right?
With that being said, can you name
it's all your fault.
The last 15 women who've won a major championship?
What's
I'll
our timeline
you,
since
Naomi.
2000 again?
No, 2014.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Barty?
Barty is one.
Okay.
Serena?
Is two. Naomi was three.
Naomi?
Yeah.
Let's
see.
Sloane?
She snuck that one in U.S. Open, right?
Yeah. She got that's how she was on my mind.
Yeah.
So heavy on my mind all the time.
Oh, you know who else was good who hasn't played in a while? I think.
How far are we going back?
14.
But no, she was really good. Was
Steffi Graf.
Caroline Wozniacki.
Yeah, that's nice. That's Wolves. Nice. Good. Yep. Look at you digging down. Searching for fish.
Now I'm searching.
Okay. Starting to slow down here,
yeah.
fellas.
Oh, big time.
Oh, Venus.
No.
She ain't get one?
Not since 2014, no.
Yeah, we got you, Chris. We got about 5 minutes. We got you.
You're
okay.
missing one, and she hasn't played in a long time or in a while. But Sharapova, Maria Sharapova,
okay.
right? Angelique Kerber.
No.
I've seen her a couple times. Helena Ostapenko.
No.
Flavia Pineta.
Oh, that was a good story. I remember her. That she was a real surprise. Halep.
Yeah.
She's won a couple, I think.
Yeah, she's won two.
Forgot about her.
Sophia Kennan, who's an American. She won the Australian. Iga Swiatek. I mean, again, are there...
Damn shame.
Yeah.
It is, man. I felt bad. Like,
feels
I really
like
felt
Serena's
bad.
Serena's world, Coco for us.
Yeah.
And Naomi.
Yeah. And then you slip in a Sharapova or, you know, Kerber here and there. Or Wozniacki.
Man.
Okay, I need to follow a little bit more.
I did terribly there.
We got
the guinea pigs.
We understand now, Jay. Thank you for
But no. I came in saying I feel bad. Like, I just...
Well, you made us feel bad now,
too. Thank you. I'm glad I'm not the only one. So, I say that to say... You guys like golf a little more than tennis, I would imagine. But they're kind of on the same streamline, right?
Yeah.
Can you name... I think you guys are going to do well. I'll give you 12 over under, top 25 in golf.
Are we talking money or
rankings?
Brooks Koepka.
1.
Dustin Johnson.
2.
Justin Thomas.
3.
John Rahm.
4.
Xander Schauffele.
5.
Oh, man. Oh, we're not in order. We're not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No.
Rory McIlroy.
DeChambeau.
6. 7.
Colin Spieth. Morikawa.
8.
Spieth.
Oh, I believe he's on that backside.
Oh, yeah.
He is. Yes. 9. 23.
I don't know if Phil is.
Phil Mickelson is 9.
Yeah,
hey, what's the kid who, when the pandemic hit, one, he beat Colin Morikawa. Bradley?
Oh,
was it Keegan Bradley?
No, I know who you're talking about. Gosh, I could see his face. But how about...
I'm missing a couple. One, I'm surprised you haven't named yet. He's your guy.
That threw me off.
Yeah, that threw me off, too.
Just keep going.
Okay, let's see. Patrick Reed?
There you go.
There you go.
Bubba Watson?
No.
Okay.
No.
Let me see. I'm just thinking of golfers here. Who else we got? Oh, my goodness.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You're at 10. You guys are
over. Oh, Patrick Cantlay?
Thank you.
Hey.
11.
I don't think Sergio's in the top 50, is he?
I said 25, but he is not.
Rory.
I said Rory.
Oh, you got
Rory. Lee Westwood?
Nope. I can't believe there's like 4 names you guys completely know.
Let's see.
Okay. You want to end it there?
Yeah. What you got?
You're missing Webb Simpson.
That's who
Tony Finau.
Oh.
Come on. Doug.
Yeah.
Hideki Matsuyama.
Damn.
Daniel Berger. Tyrell
That was
Hatton,
him. Daniel Berger.
Scottie Scheffler. Luis
Oosthuizen. Yeah.
Abraham
Anser,
Paul Casey,
yeah.
Matt Fitzpatrick, Billy Horschel, Jason Corkrick. There you go, 25.
Okay.
Nicely done.
So you got 11.
All right.
With that being said, can you name the last 15 major championship winners in golf?
Well, Matsuyama and Phil.
Yeah.
Matsuyama and Phil, you're there.
Brooks Koepka.
Got a couple
boom.
Of
them.
Tiger got one.
Boom, boom.
Morikawa.
Last year at the Open.
Yep, Colin.
Patrick Reed.
Patrick Reed,
yes.
My man from Italy.
Oh, yeah. Molinari.
Yep. Molinari. Yep.
Let's see. Dustin Johnson.
Yeah.
Dustin Johnson.
Jordan Spieth.
Yeah. Where's Spieth at? I saw Spieth. Spieth is there. Dustin Johnson is not part of the yes, I'm sorry, he is.
Oh, last 15. Oh, then
last 15.
Spieth, I think, is
you got
in
Spieth.
There.
He's in there.
Okay. Last 15.
We say Justin Thomas?
Nope. He's there.
Jason Day?
No.
No.
A little further than that.
Yeah, he's fell off. For,
you missed one.
Hey, we did pretty good here, though. Huh? How about
Angel
that?
Cabrera?
Nope. Did you guys say DeChambeau?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. So you're missing 3.
Okay. Now could you give us the tournaments, maybe?
Yep. Masters 1.
Sergio?
Yep. U.S. Open.
You know what there's...
Oh, you know who
British
it was?
Open. There's an NBA I don't know.
Open.
My man, he uses Wilson for U.S. Open.
Lowry won the British Open.
Shane
yeah,
Lowry,
he's
yeah.
American. I
yep.
mean, he's American.
U.S. Open? Yep. Wait, tell me again.
Ah!
He uses what?
He uses Wilson.
U.S. Open. What is
this? What was this, like 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yep.
2 years ago. Oh, I can see his face. It's killing me. What was his name, Jay?
I don't have it. Wait.
Give it to us.
Gary Woodland.
Yes, Woodland. Gah!
You guys got 14 out of the 15.
And we were awful on women's golf. I mean, on women's,
women's tennis. Men's tennis as well, just about. The whole point of it for me is this. How far has tennis failed in America?
Yeah, yeah.
I can't speak for the rest of the world, but in America, we don't even know top three people.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's crazy.
Men and women.
That's bad.
And that's, it's like we, okay, sports, we watch, we're, yeah, we're reading articles, we're looking at stuff, we're sitting here watching TV, we're doing all this type of stuff every single day. There's no American men in the top 25. Think about that.
Yeah, we got to pick our game up, bro.
We do.
Yeah.
But that's why I was fascinated by Serena being one of the greatest athletes of all time and is still playing.
Yeah.
And yet
39.
The sport is...
And not motivated. And if you know her story, her pops, man.
Yeah.
That part.
Oh, man. Grill, fire pit, outdoor heater. Cinch is the 100% answer for
that
your propane needs. Cinch.com.
Cinch! Jason!
Break time for us when we come back. Still the crossover to get to. More This Day Thursday. And Rocco Constantino, author of Beyond Baseball's Color Barrier, will join us next on KHTK. Back here on Sports 1140 KHTK, Jason Ross, Doug Christie, final half hour of this Thursday edition of the show. Back tomorrow again, Martin Luther King III.
Catfish and grits. What
joining
you
us. MLK III.
Oh,
will be joining us tomorrow.
Oh, man.
How about that?
How about that?
How about that? A little royalty coming on the show tomorrow.
That's right.
We look forward to that. About 4 o'clock tomorrow, Martin Luther King III will join us. A lot of historical stuff that we will talk to him about. We look forward to that. Much more about the NBA quick update. It's Milwaukee 33, Brooklyn 26. Crossover coming up in our next segment, but we're pleased to bring in our next guest here on the show, Rocco Constantino, author of Beyond Baseball's Color Barrier, the story of African Americans in Major League Baseball, past, present, and future. And now joining us on the show, let's bring in Rocco. Rocco, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, guys. Really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you joining us and certainly appreciate this book. I always am intrigued with authors on just the initial thought process. Huge undertaking. There's a lot of people that you and a lot of information in this. Why? What would intrigue you? Why did you feel you wanted to take on such a daunting task?
I know it's such a hot button topic, and it kind of started as an idea of trying to trace like the trends in percentage of participation among African Americans in Major League Baseball. And, you know, it's really been trending downward, but it's kind of leveled off. And I started with that, and then, you know, it just kind of evolved from there. And at one point, just in talking to my publisher, yeah, I said, why don't we do a comprehensive history? I'll go all the way back to the 1800s.
Wow.
And, you know, how the color line was drawn, how it was eroded, you know, through Jackie Robinson and straight on through today. And you know, we did a proposal and it got accepted. And everything's been great since. It was a great project to work on.
Absolutely. Rocco, when you say that, how was the color line drawn? I mean, like, when you think about that, just like – it sounds simple. It's black. It's white. And I know that there was some work towards getting rid of it. And my question for you was that by white players as well as black players?
Yeah, it was somewhat as much. They didn't really have much power back then the way we, you know, athletes do today. The color line was kind of drawn. I traced it back to in 1887, the International League, one of the minor leagues, which actually Jackie Robinson played in before his season with the Dodgers. So he integrated that league too. But the International League formally voted and said no more future contracts for African-American players. The ones, there were 7 that were playing, they were able to stay in the league, but no more future contracts. And a lot of that had to do with black players coming in and taking jobs from white players. And they you know, didn't want that to happen. There were a couple other leagues that voted for, or, you know, didn't vote formally for it, but kind of put it in place in word. And that's kind of what Major League Baseball did. They sat there and maintained the charade for decades that, oh, there's no formal rule against, you know, African-American players, but
you know, there always was. So once that was drawn in the International League, it kind of evolved from there.
Where is your mindset, Rocco, when it comes to historically putting in numbers into what would be the Baseball Hall of Fame when we talk about the Negro Leagues and all those different things? Is that something that needs to happen, or was the lack, or is there a lack of keeping proper books so we don't really know the historical value of some of these incredible players like Satch and these guys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, you know, that's a great point, and that's what's up for debate. I mean, it's so long overdue that they were recognized as major league players. So I was glad baseball did that. You know, as far as the record keeping, you're right there. You know, it's not as accurate. You know, they rely on old newspapers to compile their stats. It's not always complete. You know, and a lot of the legends and great stories and home runs come from the barnstorming tours where stats really weren't kept a lot of the time and weren't published. So it's tough, but, you know, that doesn't mean that those players, should be kept out of the Hall of Fame. There's and that's one thing I think needs to be fixed. There is a group of, I think it's 35 Negro League players who are in the Hall of Fame. But they, you know, at one point they closed the door. They said, all right, that's it. We've let them in. And there's people like Buck O'Neill, on the outside looking in. And I really hope that this, you know, the resurgence of letting the stats come in and could open that for future examination, because there's no reason why they can't reexamine this under a new light.
Yeah, the book is Beyond Baseball's Color Barrier. We're talking with the author, Rocco Constantino. Rocco, about you end up talking to a lot of different people to help tell the story in this book, of the different stories, and I'm sure some of this you knew, but what was one or two of the things that you learned that you were so excited to expand on, some stories that you really dug down and found out about?
You know, that's a great question. And the absolute highlight of my research was I got to fly out to Kansas City and interview Bob Kendrick, the president of the Negro Leagues Museum. I sat and had breakfast with him while his car was being fixed at an auto shop. And I mean, his stories were absolutely incredible. And I left that interview with new perspectives to explore, new ideas. One of them was Kennesaw Mountain Landis and his role as commissioner. And, you know, he's rightly the figurehead. You know, you point the blame at him. He was the commissioner for the segregated era. But, you know, he said it's more complex than that. Kennesaw Landis had a good relationship with Rube Foster, who founded the Negro Leagues, and he helped out African-American players, and he actually wanted to make the Negro League stronger. But then, you know, then on the other side of it, he was the one that was in charge. But I think him being the figurehead takes the onus off of the owners at the time. And that's where I really think the majority of the blame should lie. Because if the owners were to get together and said, we're integrating, or if even just one owner did it, Landis wouldn't have, I don't believe he would have stood in his way. So I think, you know, Landis, like I said, rightly gets a lot of that blame. But in talking to Kendrick and learning how complex that situation is, I reexamined it. I added a chapter in the book, and I would put Judge Landis actually underneath the owners as far as keeping the league segregated.
Rocco, talk to us about what we see in baseball in inner city now. There's not the same type of fervor for baseball with African Americans. Then you look at Latin countries that are just bringing players over. Is it that baseball back then in the 60s and 50s was maybe a way out that we're seeing in Latin countries, that in America it's not that way? It's football, basketball, things like that?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, when people were growing up in the 50s and 60s, you know, in the American inner cities, and even, I mean, anywhere in America, people wanted to be Willie Mays. They wanted to be Hank Aaron and Bob Gibson. And it was easy. You know, you could learn baseball by playing Little League and playing with your friends, and you didn't need to have private pitching coaches and travel ball. As that stuff started to develop and baseball became more of like a country club sport, it excluded players that, you know, from the less socioeconomically privileged areas. And at the same time that was happening, you know, Michael Jordan's taking over the NBA.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, all the kids all of a sudden, they don't want to be Willie Mays anymore. They want to be Michael Jordan. They want to be Shaq. They want to be Kobe. And yeah, that's absolutely has a lot to do with it.
Does it cycle? I mean, things go in cycles, but I don't know. Is this going to stay this way? How do you envision it as we go forward to the next 10, 15, 20 years?
You know, I look back at the year 2000 and the percentages. Right now, or the low point of participation among African Americans was about 6.5%, and that mark was hit about 5 years ago. Since then, it's actually turned around. It's improved. It's up to about the mid 8%, I think, this year. And I think you're starting to see some of the benefits of the reviving baseball in the inner cities program and the urban youth development. I think it, you know, it needs to be somebody needs to come along and make baseball cool again. You know, like the Tiger Woods effect, and I think that could kickstart, you know, a bigger thing. But all in all, I mentioned the year 2000. At that point, there was 12% participation among African Americans, and Latino population or percentage was about 25%. Whereas at the peak with African American participation, you know, it was much less Hispanic players. So just from a math perspective, it will be difficult to get back up to the 18% where it used to be, but I don't think there's any reason. I mean, it was only 20 years ago that it was, you know, 12%, and I think that's a reasonable goal.
Rock, I don't even know if you have an answer for this one, but as you've, because you've really looked at the history, especially of the African American in baseball, is there a name that you would put at the top of the list of influential as far as baseball goes for African Americans?
You know, I mean, you got to put Jackie Robinson, I think, because, you know, because everything he went through,
right?
But the early part of my book, it's a fellow by the name of Wendell Smith, and he's a famous sports writer. Wrote for the Pittsburgh Courier, African-American publication. And he started driving that force in the 1930s. And he ended up being the one who recommended, one of the people that recommended Jackie Robinson. But in 1939, and I wrote about this, he went around finally and interviewed every single National League team, their players, their stars, their managers, and he published a weekly series, and it was, he asked the question, Are African Americans talented enough to play? Would you accept them on the team? Would you take them as a manager? Wow. Why aren't they in the league? All these hard questions. And unanimously, the players said, absolutely, this is on the owners. The managers would say, whatever the owners put in my dugout, I'm going to coach. They all said they were great enough. And it wasn't just the people you mentioned. It wasn't just Satchel Paige and Bob Gibson. I mean, Josh Gibson.
Yeah.
It was all these other guys, you know, they said, who are these best players? And I mean, there was about 50 different guys that were named throughout the course of the series. So Wendell Smith really, I think, started changing that public perception. He was a guy at the time, you know, even through all that segregation era, that was respected in all communities as a journalist. So he held a lot of influence, and he's somebody I hope people learn more about from reading my book.
That is awesome, Rocco, because I was looking past Jackie Robinson. I was looking past Satchel Paige and those guys. And I find it interesting, there's a movie by Richard Pryor. No, that's not that. I was thinking of Bingo and the Traveling All-Stars that had a lot to do with this. But that's spectacular, man. I'm going to look up Wendell Smith, because those are the names that people might not know but did so much to make sure that African-Americans are represented in baseball. Well done, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, he really did. And there's a bunch of stories, smaller stories like that mixed in throughout the early part of the book, people that, you know, folks might not be so familiar with.
Well, the book is Beyond Baseball's Color Barrier, the story of African Americans, Major League Baseball, past, present, and future. He is Rocco Constantino. Rocco, thank you so much. We hope people check out the book, and we really appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot. It's great talking with you guys, and appreciate you guys giving attention to this important subject.
Absolutely, Rocco. Great
thank
stuff.
You. Again, check it out, Beyond Baseball's Color Barrier. Some really good, it's historical,
but
just some really good insight in there, just some numbers and the people he talked to, so
yeah. Cool stuff. I mean, for me, growing up and knowing, like, when the thumb is put on you and you can't do certain things and you can't say certain things. For a guy like Wendell Smith, to ask those questions,
right, that's important.
In and of itself, was probably scary as hell for him.
I'm sure it was.
And that, my friend, is that is huge. Yeah. That is
that's courage.
That's big time. I'm going to look him up.
All right, break time for us. We'll come back. Final segment. We'll update you on the NBA playoff game going on right now. Get you ready for the A's and the Royals and the crossover. That is all next here on KHD.
Turntables get wobbly, they don't fall. I'm sorry, y'all. I often drift. I'm talking gifts, so when it comes, you never.
All right, here we go. Final segment of the show for today on this day, Thursday. Thanks again to Rocco Constantino for joining us. Also, the Bone Collector. Good show there. Tomorrow, Martin Luther King III will join us at 4 o'clock, so we look forward to that.
Yeah, I am.
More this day, Thursday. Let's see. Oh, Taxi on this day, 1982. Last airs on ABC, then moves to NBC in the fall. I like Taxi.
Okay.
What else? Oh, speaking of tennis. Oh, if I had just looked at this, I could have remembered some of these names.
Sure.
2012 French Open women's tennis. Maria Sharapova wins her first French Open title. Beats Sara Errani of Italy, 6-3, 6-2. Okay. So I've had this note here since the beginning of the show. It says, Jason, do not open until after the crossover. The answer is inside. Okay. Dave told me it would take the whole staff on this one, so Chris, let's fire away. Let's hear what our crossover is from the morning show.
What's happening on the Carmichael Dave Show? Let's find out right now with the crossover. Here's today's crossover.
Crossover time. I just want to switch it up. This is going to probably fail miserably, but I want to try to have some fun. I call this crossover Magic with Mathematics.
Oh, boy.
Roll your eyes. That's fine.
I just
everybody to grab a piece of paper and a pen. We're going to do some very
you guys doing
light,
it
basic math.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Everybody, don't say it out loud. Pick a number, not a decimal. Pick a number. Jay, play along, would you?
Yeah.
Pick a number between 1 and 10.
Seven.
No, don't. Don't say it
oh,
out loud.
You didn't say that.
Okay. Pick a number between 1 and 10 and keep it to yourself. Okay. Then I want you to
why
take
are you
the number you
it,
have in your head, and I want you to double it.
Mm-hmm.
Got this. It?
Mm-hmm.
Now I want you to add 8.
Mm-hmm.
I know the answer
okay,
already.
Got it?
Got it.
Here's
the number you have in your head right now, I want you to divide by 2.
Okay.
And then last step, from the number you have right now, subtract your original number.
Yeah, Dave, we
got it.
Got it.
Okay, now I'm not going to say what the answer is in your head, but what I'm hoping is that you all didn't tell each, none of you told each other your numbers. I hope you all played along. I'm sure you all picked probably different numbers. And Jason, if you look right on the board, there's a nice little envelope there that I folded up and stapled. If you would now open it and read the number out loud, and let's see how we did in our first ever Magic with Mathematics.
This is stupid.
You're stupid.
Well, as he did, I've known this trick before, and I know the answer he said was 4.
Four.
That is the answer I have.
That's the answer I got, too.
Yeah, falling in line.
Chris?
Oh.
And we all may have picked different numbers, but I know that one, how that works. But I'm sure we picked a different number at the start.
Well done, Dave.
I was hoping Chris was like, no.
I got 6.
Normally Chris would have did, yeah.
Yeah, like, that would have been nice.
The one you showed me earlier was fantastic.
Yeah, it was. I got.
You should just test that on them because
3-car Molly over there. What's up, man?
Hey, come on, baby. Watch him.
Pick red. Get ahead.
Yeah.
Yes, the answer was 4. So, Dave, you got it.
Yeah,
you got us all.
Well done, Dave. Fo.
45-42. Bucks lead the Nets. Story of this one, though, Doug. 30-11. Milwaukee after one. Second quarter was 31-15 net. So anybody's game.
No, no, no. It's not anybody's game. It's the people that I picked.
The Nets have won? They won the game.
Yeah, they won the game. Oh, it's over already.
I will watch the second half to see if your answer is correct.
Sphincter muscles.
Let me see if some things can lead to why you should feel good. Here's a couple things why you should feel good. Though your team is down three, they shot 39%. That should get better.
Cha-ching.
Kevin Durant scored just 7 points.
Oh, my.
That will get better. Your leading scorer is Brown.
Oh, boy. They want him to shoot, and he's knocking him down. A little push out in the lane. I saw a little bit.
Kyrie's got 10. So, I mean, he's going to get at least 10 in the second half. KD will probably
How many does Giannis have?
Giannis has – here's another reason why this will help you.
Because it's not happening in the second half.
Giannis has 16, and Middleton has 20.
Oh.
Those are really good numbers.
And you're up by three, huh?
And Drew Holiday has 5, and Portis has 4. The other 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Bucks that have played of 0.
Yeah, big Kyrie hater in studio that just sneezed. God bless him.
Thank you.
Yeah, Gesundheit.
Thank you.
Can you spell that, by the way?
B-U-C-K-S. Bucks. Oh, you didn't want me to spell that, huh?
I wanted you to spell Gesundheit.
Oh, yeah. Giannis.
Okay.
Can you spell Antetokounmpo? See how you do there.
A-N-T-E-N-T.
A-N-T-E, or they're good.
Okay. T.
Yep.
A?
Nope.
O.
Uh-huh.
K?
Yep.
U-O-M-P-O.
Flip those.
O-U-M-P-O.
I spell it G-I-A-N-N-I-S. Giannis.
I spell it.
O-U-T?
No.
He's out? That's what you wanted to say. Swept? Broom? What is it?
Broom.
All right. That's it for us. Thank you again to Rocco Constantino, also to the Bone Collector for joining us today.
Larry.
A's baseball coming your way next. It's the A's and the Royals. We thank you for listening right here on Sports 1140 KHTK. See you.